92.1 The Goat, the greatest of all time. I'm Whitney, and today we are joined with comedian, singer, TikTok star. I mean, you name it, she does it. Kind of like all over the internet, you've seen her probably singing the song that unfortunately I'm not going to say the title to right now. But definitely Google it. Danae Hayes, how are you?
I'm doing so good. I wish I could just put you in my back pocket and carry you around. That was a heck of an intro.
Well, you're a heck of a woman. I mean,
well, thank you so much.
I'm so jealous, first of all. You're a comedian, you're a singer, you're like viral on TikTok, and you have all these talents, and I don't even have one.
Whatever. First of all, you know, I always say this when people are like, how'd you go from TikTok to comedy to music? I don't know. I think sometimes I have a lot more confidence than I should have to be doing a lot of this stuff. But I'm not afraid to put myself out there and try new things. And that was the cool thing about music is I didn't know I could sing until about a year ago. I started taking vocal lessons because I wanted to put some comedy music out there. So sometimes you just got to go into it blindly and put your fingers crossed.
Yeah. So what did you start with, singing or comedy?
I started on TikTok. I had a video go viral back during the pandemic. I had prank phone called some people, and at the time nobody was prank phone calling. I guess because everybody's mature now, and I don't know what that means, but so I started prank phone calling, and the videos really took off. So I thought, well, man, I've always wanted to pursue comedy. This might be my chance, you know? So I just started to post every single day something with comedy. And then I ended up putting out a song last year, about exactly 1 year ago, and it did really well. And then I signed with an agent to start booking my comedy tour. So I guess you could say music came first.
What can people expect from the show? Is it like half comedy, half singing, or all combined?
Yeah, I like to say it's not stand-up comedy. I don't know what it is about the word stand-up comedy. I feel like it doesn't give me enough flexibility of what I want to do in my shows. Mm-hmm. So I call it a one-woman show where definitely comedy. It's a lot of Southern storytelling. When you grow up in Alabama, you get plenty of stories to go around for a lifetime.
Oh, but I'm sure.
And then there's definitely some music mixed in. And then I have some beloved characters on TikTok that I incorporate into the show as well.
I mean, it's like a full-blown movie. Like, what else do you need?
Hey, I like where your head's at. Let's manifest that.
I do enjoy your topics that you cover. Because this station is pretty clean, we can't, like, unfortunately really dig into, which I would love to, what you keep in your nightstand. But where do you get these ideas? Because every girl that has seen that video is like, yes, I totally understand what she's saying.
You know, weirdly enough, without going into too much detail, weirdly enough, my wife was having her 30th birthday party a year ago, and I just started mumbling that in my head. I just come up with that line, and I was like mumbling it, and then I accidentally sang it out loud in front of some of our friends because it was like subconsciously coming out. And they're like, oh my God, that is hilarious. You need to write that song. And I was like, you know what? I think I will. So I found two amazing songwriters here in Nashville to help me write it. And I never in a million years thought it was going to do what it did on TikTok and socials and streaming, but it's definitely taken a life of its own, that's for sure.
I'm telling you, Danae, if I tried to come up with a song with all the random stuff that goes on in my head, I think I would be institutionalized.
I feel the same way. It gets kind of awkward when I go to these songwriting sessions here in Nashville, and they're like, all right, well, what ideas do you have? And I'm like, oh, God, I've got to show how demented I am.
But I love that about you. You just put it out there and take it or leave it. But it's working for you. And I know that we can expect a really fun show from you. That is this Saturday, the 20th at Hollywood Casino Charlestown. It is Danae Hayes. You can find your tickets online. And it is the first time tour. And we are very much looking forward to having you in our area.
Thank y'all so much. It'll be my first time visiting the area, so I'm super pumped.